Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. Braille coins in space. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Space Shuttle Atlantis soared toward space after its May 11th liftoff from Launch Pad 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Image credit, NASA, Sandra Joseph, Kevin O'Connell. The NFB circulated the following press release in early May. The 2009 Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar, the first coin ever to feature readable Braille, flew on NASA's Space Shuttle Atlantis on May 11, 2009. The coin was launched into space on mission STS-125, which serviced NASA's Hubble Space Telescope. The Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar was released by the United States Mint on March 26, 2009. Sales of the coin will be used to support the National Federation of the Blind Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign, a national initiative created to double the number of blind children learning Braille by 2015. NFB President Mark Maurer said, "The Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar symbolizes the power of knowledge and future opportunities for blind children across America. It is therefore fitting that this historic coin is part of a mission to uncover the secrets of the universe. Perhaps someday a Braille reader will also be part of such a mission." NASA believes strongly in the importance of educational opportunities for everyone, said Joyce Winterton, Assistant Administrator for Education at NASA headquarters in Washington. "That is why we have partnered with the National Federation of the Blind to help create programs that enhance scientific study for blind youth. Launching the first coin to contain tactile, readable Braille into space symbolizes NASA's commitment to the spread of knowledge by every means and to every individual." The Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar is currently on sale. Those interested in ordering a coin should visit www.usmint.gov or call 800-USA-MINT, 872-6468. For more information about the National Federation of the Blind and the Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign, visit www.braille.org. Elected. On March 7, 2009, the Kankakee Heartland Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois held its annual election. The following officers were elected: President Bill Isaacs, Vice President Frank Einfeldt, Secretary Carol Kwok, Treasurer Ruth Isaacs, and Board Member Raymond Kwok. Book available. Bud Publishing Company of Bremerton, Washington, recently introduced Ivan Wyk as its newest author and released his first novel, The Bloody Shield. The novel looks at the anatomy of homicide investigations. It is a virtual ride with a homicide team leader in a large city. The publisher is working to produce the book in an alternate format as quickly as possible and has spoken out about print-disabled people's recent problems with the Authors Guild. Ivan is a longtime Federationist who currently serves as president of the NFB Public Employees Division. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to Monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. Book Angel Program Reminder. Seedlings Braille Books for Children has a free program open to all blind children in the United States that enables them to receive 2 free Braille books a year. So sign them up now if you haven't already done so. It is called the Book Angel Program, and you can register your children online at http://www.seedlings.org/bkangel2009.php or call Seedlings toll-free at 800-777-8552. Free Christian magazine available in Braille. The Apostolic Faith Church publishes The Higher Way, a free quarterly Christian magazine in standard print and Braille. When subscribing, readers should indicate format preference. For further information or to subscribe to the magazine, contact the Apostolic Faith Church at 503-777-1741 or email subscriptions@apostolicfaith.org. Recent editions of The Higher Way can be read online at www.apostolicfaith.org. Summer Experience at the Oral Hull Foundation for the Blind. Blind adults are welcome to attend one of the week-long camps at the Oral Hull Foundation for the Blind in Sandy, Oregon. This is our 27th annual summer camp series. Featured this summer are Adult Adventure Camp, August 1st to 7th, Alumni and Friends Camp, August 9th to 15th, and Explore Oregon Camp, August 17th to 23rd. For further information about the Oral Hull Foundation for the Blind's summer camp programs, weekend retreats, and other special events, contact Jeff Lan, Executive Director at 503-668-6195, or email Oral Hull, ORALHULL, at teleport, TELEPORT.com. Visit the Foundation's website at http://www.oralhull.org for camp registration forms and a description of its facilities and history. Pen Pal Wanted. Jamie Thompson writes, I am a 37-year-old female seeking a pen pal with whom I can exchange letters in uncontracted Braille. I would like to meet someone with whom I can share thoughts and insights and with whom I can practice my Braille writing skills. My address is 1819 Corning Lane, Midland, Michigan, 48642. ASB Ends Magazine Production. Associated Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, ASB, ceased its recorded periodical service operation on May 15, 2009. ASB also closed its RICB radio reading service at that time. Some people have subscriptions to recorded periodicals that are paid up beyond May 15th. If so, ASB will issue refunds for the unexpired portion and hopes to send refunds by the end of June. Music instruction by ear. Learn to play your favorite musical instrument without having to read printed or Braille music. Bill Brown's Music for the Blind offers beginner courses for a dozen instruments, including piano, guitar, bass, violin, banjo, and flute. These courses are taught by ear in all audio formats, so no reading of music is required. Each course contains at least 4 cassettes or CDs and costs as little as $39. In addition to these beginner courses, over 600 individual song lessons are taught in the same all-audio format. Prices start at $11.95. For further information, visit the website at www.musicfortheblind.com, call 888-778-1828, or address correspondence to Bill Brown's Music for the Blind, Valdosta Music and Publishing, 704 Habersham, HABERSHAM Road, Valdosta, Georgia, 31602. Independence is cross-country skiing. The 35th annual Ski for Light International Week will take place from Sunday, January 31st through Sunday, February 7th, 2010, in the Wasatch Mountains of Utah. We will stay at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in downtown Provo, Utah. We will ski at the Soldier Hollow Cross Country Ski Area in nearby Midway, Utah. Soldier Hollow was the cross country skiing venue for the 2002 Winter Olympics. If you are a visually impaired adult who would like to spend a week skiing or learning to ski, you will want to attend the 35th annual Ski for Light International Week, January 31st to February 7th, 2010. Nearly 300 skiers and guides will converge for a week of recreational skiing, fun, friendship, and fellowship. Visually impaired skiers are matched with sighted guides and ski together for the week while working on developing the skills and techniques of cross-country skiing. For additional information, contact the VIP coordinator, Renee Abernathy, 704-263-1314, or renee at bellsouth.net, or Linda Boos at 906-370-7541, or lyndab at sfl.org. Visit the SFL webpage, www.sfl.org, to learn more about the program and to put in your application for a fantastic week of fun. Monitor Mart. The notices in this section have been edited for clarity, but we can pass along only the information we were given. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the statements made or the quality of the products for sale. For sale, Perkins Braille Writer with cover, in excellent condition, asking $275. Will ship by UPS, insured. Contact Bill at 719-547-1611 or email numbers 052338@comcast.net. For sale, Tony Soule has a KNFB Reader Classic that he is willing to sell. This is the first handheld unit manufactured. Included is all the documentation in print, Braille, cassette, and CD. Also included are the case for the unit, charging adapter, and software version 3.8.1. The software is on an SD, secure digital memory card. The data is stored on a compact flash card that can be used with other note takers, such as the Braille Note and PacMate for reading. The only problem he reports was that, when the PDA needs to be recalibrated, sighted assistance is required. He is asking $1,200 or best offer. If you have any questions, contact Tony at tonysohl, T-O-N-Y-S-O-H-L, at cox.net. For sale, This Patriot Platinum Magnifying America CCTV is in perfect condition and includes camera, color TV screen, and movable table. The original price was $3,895. The asking price is $1,775 or best offer. The owner has to move and does not want to take the CCTV with her. Selling this technology is an immediate priority. For further information and to negotiate all other terms, contact either Sylvia Cohn, owner, or Sue Ellen Goldman at 410-484-7110, home, or 410-375-4866, sell. Email inquiries can be sent to segoldman2@verizon.net. For sale, Sarah Harris would like to sell a Braille Note M-Power BT32. The unit is 3 years old and in good condition. Carrying case and battery charger are included, asking $4,100. If interested, email Sarah and Family, SARAHANDFAMILY at live.com, or call 806-886-1340. For sale, contact Alice McDonough at 404-626-6621 to inquire about any of the following items. Merlin Portable Magnifier, Amigo, is a small CCTV that provides large magnification and is perfect for reading mail, menus, and checks. You can carry it easily wherever you go. The Amigo retails at $1,600, asking $700. Merlin LCD Desktop Video Magnifier is a desktop CCTV. It can magnify print up to 72 times. Read, write, work, and view photos using this ultimate machine. The Merlin LCD Desktop Video Magnifier retails at $2,595, asking $1,000. High-tech screen used for magnifying materials, almost new. The original price was approximately $1,600, asking $800. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution.